Luke is the Canberra lock forward, and they were the big premiership tip. Most people believe they will still threaten for that premiership, but they get on their bike. They're 0-2. They're looking to change all that round on the weekend. Luke joins us. G'day, Luke.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Yeah, good. Not quite the start you blokes were looking for.
Yeah, mate. I mean, you know, we definitely didn't want to be 0-2 at the start of the year, but, you know, we're fortunate that it's only early on, so... still a lot of games left to play and hope things can turn around.
Yeah, you've got a massive pack. We keep talking about it and they just need to... Do they need to start clicking is probably the question.
Oh, mate, I don't know. I don't know whether it's our pack that's not clicking. You know, there's a couple of things going wrong. I mean, mainly, the main focus for us is holding the ball. We just, like every time we get the ball, we just hand it straight back over and... Our defence has been good, but you can't defend, you know, all game. And I think that's been one of the main issues. Like, you know, you can defend well for so long and then it basically just builds up on you and you crumble.
Yeah, Luke, you were really good in round one against the Cowboys. Probably even stiff not to get, you know, a victory against the Cowboys in that game. But, you know, Ricky would not have been too impressed against the 42 points you gave up against the Sharkies. So what's been the focus this week?
Yeah, we got a fair licking after the game, actually, for six, but
as we would expect.
as most people would expect. But mate, you know, it hasn't been too different from normal weeks. We prepared pretty well last week, I thought, but we've just been focused on six, been massive on just completing our sets this week. You know, we've got a little stats bloke there that always talks to us about how important it is to hold onto the ball, and handing the ball over gives the other team a massive, percentage-wise, a massive chance of scoring tries. So that's been the main focus this week.
Mate, Big Dave Taylor's been named on this extended bench. He had to trial for a contract down there. I mean, do you think he'll be a part of the 17?
This weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, Big Dave will... Big Dave will definitely be running out this weekend, I'm led to believe. It'll be a massive inclusion for us, you know, some with his experience, and it just adds a bit more size to our lacklustre pack.
A bit more size? Jeez. How much more size do you want?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I'm definitely dragging the chain a bit.
Jared Crocker, mate, he's coming back into the side. It's been a long-term knee injury. He will play.
Yeah, mate, yeah, Croaks are definitely expected to play. It'll be a massive inclusion, you know. That'll help us out massively, just in terms of him being leadership-wise, and also just getting Elliot Whitehead back into the back row and him going back into the centre. I think it'll help out our cohesion a lot more.
Can I ask you, mate, just on the Sharks, having played them, they want to try and back up as premiership winners last year. They want to do it again this year. What was the sense you got from them? Did they? I mean, they vastly improved from round one to against you guys.
Yeah, mate. Oh, you know, they're a quality team. They've still got a lot of players who won a premiership. And that's, you know, they pretty much played how they did last year, and they flogged us in round six or seven last year down at home. That's how they played again on the weekend. So... In terms of how they played footy in the weekend, that's definitely how they were playing last year. So, back-to-back, I mean, they've got a lot of good players there. It's definitely a possibility. And I'd say the Sharks fans should be, pretty happy with how things are looking.
And, Luke, you know what it's like, too, in the National Rugby League. There aren't any easy games. I understand that's a cliche, but it is true. And the West Tigers, you know, they were good in round one. They got flogged by Penrith. They couldn't even score a point against Penrith in round number two. They're about as desperate as you are, and you worry about that bounce back factor.
Yeah, you do, mate. That's always the thing. No team ever wants to put two poor performances back to back. So, you know, you always got that in the back of mind when you're coming up against a team who's got beat the week before. That they'll come out a lot hungrier. It's almost better sometimes to come up against a team who's won well the week before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, we expect them to be really fired up when they come down here. And definitely, they've got a good team, so it'll be tough game all weekend.
The Viking clap, mate, it's still going strong.
Yeah, mate, I don't mind. I think it's something good, you know.
It's great.
For the community, yeah, it's good for the fans, something, you know, a little bit of, you know, there's not too many things like that happen on game day, so just a little thing for the fans. I think it's great.
any reason that one extra person can come through the gate and add to the atmosphere, I think it's a good thing, Luke.
Exactly right, yeah.
I can tell you what else they like, winning. So...
I think winning will probably bring more people to the gates than the Viking clap. But to have a pretty fun person through, that's good.
Yeah, well, even both of them together is even better, Luke. We hope that happens for you guys on the weekend. Good luck at GIO Stadium.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, boys. Cheers for that.
Well done, mate.